Hi, everybody. My name is Nancy Becker, and I am the host of Don't Wait Till Pigs Fly, and you're listening to The Path to Podcast Success.
Welcome to another amazing episode of The Path to Podcast Success with your host, audience building and fear-crushing podcast expert, Evan Bradley Johnson. Every single week, Evan has powerful conversations with successful entrepreneurs and business owners, revealing the podcast strategies they use to grow their subscribers and sales, and how you can use your podcast to finally get to that next level. Now, turn on your mic and let's start down the path to podcast success.
Hi, Nancy. Thank you so much for being willing to come on the show today. I am very excited to have this conversation with you.
Thank you so much, Evan. And I am really excited to be here. As I mentioned a minute ago before we were live, I'm usually the one doing the questioning, the interviewing. So this is a relatively new experience for me, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it is always fun to switch places. Yeah, something that I love being a guest on other shows because it's kind of exciting to be asked questions and be able to just talk, you know? It's fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it gives us as podcasters, it gives us the ability to see into the other person's eyes for a minute too.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully that makes us better podcasters.
Exactly, exactly. So I like to start off in the same place with all of my guests, and that is by asking, what was your biggest fear of podcasting when you were first starting out? And did that fear end up coming true?
Oh, you have to know me to understand that, how I'm going to answer that question. I basically have no fear. I say, oh, that sounds like something I want to do. And I jump in. And only after I jump into doing something do I go, what did I get myself into? You know, it's like, oh, geez. But truly, I think, and it's probably something that I'm guessing a lot of people have a fear of when they're first getting started is, number one, what do I say? Am I going to have anybody listening to me? And does my voice really sound like that? You know, and once you get over yourself a little bit and go, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. What matters is the person you're talking to. And then that fear just sort of goes away.
Right. Okay. I love that. And that is exactly how I've always felt about myself. I mean, even when I was very young, hearing myself on video or audio, I was always like, oh God, what? That's how I sound? No, I can't be right. So, yeah. Well, again, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who, like, you know, the fear comes after.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. You know, it sounds like none of those fears ended up coming true for you. You know, you have a podcast, you've had a podcast. How long have you been podcasting?
3 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay. So why did you start?
One of my clients said, you know, I'm getting into this thing called podcasting. You ought to check it out. And I went, well, until I actually heard the sound of my voice, I liked the sound of my voice. So I said, I'm going to give it a try. And I just jumped in. I did not know how to do it. And so I went along with my client and found a producer, such as yourself, and I just let her take over. And I think that's the biggest fear, and I know that you don't do this, but I had an unscrupulous producer. And it really was the nightmare of the entire situation of my doing my podcast. So we need to talk afterwards and see, because I've been doing it myself now for 2 years and might be nice to have somebody else to do it for me.
I get it. Wow. Yeah. So what, you know, you said that one of your clients kind of gave you the idea for it. So tell us a little bit about what is your business? What is it that you do?
My business is Business Success Unlimited. And thanks to podcasting, truthfully, a year ago, I actually changed my model, changed my target, changed what I do. But right now I work with successful women business owners who also struggle with all the joys and fun of chronic illnesses. Mm. And I'm being sarcastic, obviously, because there's nothing joyful or fun about, you know, a chronic illness. But it's something that if you've got it, you put up with it more or less your entire life. And so what I do is I teach the tools and strategies to help them transition from a successful business prior to these illnesses to a successful business after these illnesses. Mm. What is it that you do? You know, how do you learn? Can you lay in bed when you can't sleep and listen to a podcast telling you what to do and how to run your business? Whereas, you know, before maybe you listened to them while you were jogging or, you know, something like that. So we look at ways to make your business more effective, more efficient, and you not having to worry so much about keeping it moving ahead.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's incredible. I mean, there's a lot of people who, you know, suffer from that kind of thing, but they just kind of keep pushing forward, or they stop without, you know, much specialized help, you know, for those kinds of things. So it's really cool that that's what you do. So how, you said kind of after the podcast, you changed a lot of what you're doing. So tell us a little bit about how your podcast is incorporated into your business. Like, is it a part of your business? And if so, how does it fit in?
I've always worked with business, successful business people, teaching them tools and strategies. So that part of the business has never changed. The podcast has always been about, you know, you use Zoom for meetings, you know, how do you use Zoom, teaching them how to use it, teaching them why Zoom is better than something else. That's what I've always done. But a year ago, I went to the Podcast Movement Convention in Florida, and we were in the basement of this huge, big conference facility. There were at least three conferences going on at the same time, and there were thousands of people. I am in a wheelchair. To get to the floor where the conference was being held, we had to go down an elevator to get there. The first day of the conference, the place is packed. The middle of the room is where all the vendors' booths are, and, you know, the stations for getting something to drink and all of that are all in the middle. And all along the outskirts of the room are breakout rooms. My husband put me into one of the breakout rooms, and he put me all the way to the back of the room so that I wouldn't be in anyone's way. The room was packed. People were standing. They were sitting on the floor. They were sitting on each other's laps. I mean, it was crazy full in this teeny tiny little room. And he left to go to a different room, to a different session. We had no more than gotten started than the fire alarms went off. And I'm not in an electric wheelchair at the time. I'm just in a regular wheelchair. I have very little use of my right arm, and I'm sitting there trying one-handed, you know, to get my wheelchair out of this back corner, and I can't move because everybody has swarmed in front of me. And so that was my first awakening to people with chronic issues. And by the way, 60% of Americans have some sort of a chronic or hidden illness. Just as a little factoid, I think is fascinating. 60% have at least one, if not two. So I could not get out of the room. And when I finally did, I realized that there had been absolutely no consideration gone into this for thinking about people who were different than other people. Nobody with crutches, nobody with a wheelchair, nobody who was deaf, you know, unless they had somebody with them. There was just nothing there to support people, you know, with some sort of an illness. And the whole week that we were there, I noticed that people would walk as far away from me as possible. And it was like, come on, guys, a car accident, you can't catch it. You know, I'm not gonna give you what I've got, because what I've got, I got from a car accident. So you don't have to be afraid of me, right? And it just kept pushing on me and pushing on me and pushing on me that if you are different in some way or another, that just makes running a successful business that much harder. And I've been doing it for 6 years, and I know my way around it, and that's what I want to focus on now. So now my business and the podcast are both pivoted to the point where we're still doing the same thing, but we're doing it for a different audience.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And so does your pod? Well, first of all, I went to the podcast movement in Philadelphia, which I believe was the year before Orlando. It's a fun conference. It was a fun conference.
It was a wonderful conference, but it just was not, it was not meant for somebody. Yeah, you know, they had all week long, they had sponsored events in the evening by different, you know, iHeart did an event one night, and that happens to be the one we went to, was the iHeart party. And it was in this teeny tiny little restaurant in downtown Orlando. That was a bar that, again, was so crowded, you could not move. And again, my husband puts me in a back corner to keep me out of the way, you know. And I said, enough of this. And I finally pushed myself out onto the dance floor, and he's wheeling me around and doing flips on the wheelchair, and we had people dancing with me, and it was just tremendous. It was so much fun, but again, there was no thought involved in it. I had to put myself into the situation.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's that, and I'm sure that you know is something that people with, you know, difficulties like that encounter all over the place.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, because I talked with, and I cannot think of the gentleman's name now, but he's the one that's in charge of podcast movement and is the one that does the events and everything. And he and I had a long talk after the event. And so it'd be interesting to see if anything changes. This year's, I think, is in Texas.
If they have it.
If they have it at all. Yeah. You know, so right. it would be nice to see if anything we talked about was actually implemented.
Right. Yeah. So as far as your like business model goes, does your podcast, does it serve any purpose as far as like marketing and lead generation, or is it like brand awareness, or how would you label it as far as that kind of stuff goes, if anything?
Well, there's brand awareness, because the name of the podcast is, if I can mention it, it's Don't Wait Till Pigs Fly. And that really is the whole point of my business, is if you say, you know, all right, I have a Facebook page, I have business cards, I've got a phone number, I'm ready for business. And then you sit back and put your feet up on the desk and wait for business to come in, and then don't understand why nothing happens. You know, it's because pigs don't fly, and you're sitting there waiting for something to happen that's not going to happen. And my business teaches you, again, how to actually get the business coming in. So there's a brand. Everything I do is brand awareness, and the podcast is very much a part of the business in general. We use it for creating, you know, newsletters, and we take clips from it and put into posts on Facebook and LinkedIn. I bring on speakers that I've had in the past to be guests on my Facebook lives that I do. So everything is all integrated together into that. Mm-hmm. You know, so I also have, we're to the point right now where we've got about, I think it's 15,000 listeners now. So we're doing pretty well with that. And I want to start monetizing it. So I'm looking at Patreon and different programs like that. But we also use it to market my business products. And we're getting ready to launch a year-long program that we're going to be doing. So I have an ad that's been created, and, you know, we cut out the middle of the podcast and blend in the ad and then start the podcast back up again. We talk about things at the end. I also allow all my podcaster guests to market their own business on it. So hopefully it helps them get a little bit of, you know, business out of it as well. So it's very much a format for bringing in other business for me.
Right, right. Because that's something that I've always noticed, that, like, I've always seen. It's something I believe is that the gold in a podcast isn't in, like, the monetization, although that is nice, right? You know, have some extra money coming in that way is nice. But the real money is in what the podcast can do for your business in the long term.
Absolutely.
And in the relation, not that you should just do it for money, but you know what I mean? And in the relationships that you develop, if you have guests, more often than not can lead to business of some sort. So yeah, that's why, absolutely, I don't like it when I hear people like, I'm starting a podcast and I'm going to try to monetize it first thing. Like, okay, well, you can if you want. Like, if someone approaches you with a product you believe in to advertise, then okay, sure. You know, I mean, I wouldn't do like, I don't know, toothpaste or something that I don't care about. But if it's something like, you know, I work with podcasts, so if it's a really cool podcast mic or podcast software that I use and like, then sure, I'd monetize it. And yeah, money would be, you know, great. But that's not like, that shouldn't be your number one priority.
Well, and it's not easy to do. I mean, I've been doing it for 3 years and haven't, you know, raised a penny from the podcast itself. But yet, and you said the word relationship, and, you know, I think if I can send someone to the podcast and have them listen to the conversations that I have with people on my show, then they'll go, oh, I like what she's doing. I like her thoughts and her ideas and what she stands for. Let me find out a little bit more about what her business does. Right. And that way they'll go back to looking at the business. But it creates this authentic value, which I have, of honesty and integrity and, you know, being open. I'm willing to share my life with other people. And I think that's what's needed in business. And by doing that through the podcast, where you're not getting these canned LinkedIn messages that say, would you like to be a part of my, you know, Flying Pig Academy, you know, this creates that relationship first and foremost, which then leads to business in the long run.
Right. So it's kind of one of those things where you said, like, you haven't actually earned a penny from the podcast itself, but if you calculated all the business you got that kind of started with someone listening to the show,
absolutely,
then it'd be like, oh wow, this really was worth it, I guess.
Absolutely. And this is one of the things that I teach. It takes time and energy and money to have a podcast. You know, we need to pay the producer. We need to pay for the the, you know, the software that we're using, because I really recommend not doing something free right now. I was using Spreaker, which is an entirely different story, and it's not Spreaker's fault. It's the problems I had with the person that was doing it for me. But then I went to a free program and got really very, very little support and wasn't showing up on all the different sites. And I'm now with a program that I like a lot, but I pay for it and I get value from it. But I've forgotten the question. But I think that we need to really be aware of what you can do with that podcast. And so I take that and I have it transcribed, and then I can take bits and pieces and use those bits and pieces that I've transcribed to create a blog post, to create posts on Facebook, to bring on, oh, I talked with Evan this week. Well, Evan, I'm doing an open networking group in 2 weeks. Would you like to come and be my guest on the networking group where we just sit and talk? You know, so you can use that one thing in 10 or 12 different ways. And it's not so much work because you've already got it. You're just snipping and cutting and pasting and putting things in different places, and you've got, you know, a month's worth of posts that you can use.
Yeah. Exactly. I love that. I mean, it really is, there's so much you can get from one podcast episode that you create, and plus it's easier than like sitting down and having to write a blog post or something, because especially if you have guests, then your guest kind of creates your content for you. You just ask some questions and you respond like you would in a conversation, and then let your guest talk, and then there's your content for you. You know, you don't have to sit down and think of a topic, write a blog post or something about it, or write a bunch of Facebook posts. You just have a conversation and then there you go. You're set.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's a really great way of repurposing what something you've done, and it not only helps you, but it helps the person on the other end as well. Because If I'm repurposing, you know, today's interview, and I say, Evan, can I share this with people? Once again, both your business and my business get seen in some way or another.
Yeah.
So it's working for both of us.
Exactly. Perfect. Well, so Nancy, as we begin to wind down the podcast, I wanted to ask, for those people listening who are interested in starting a podcast based on, you know, what we've talked about, what would be your one piece of actionable advice for them? So when they're done listening to the show, they can do right away, right? I'm all about actually being able to take something, do something, right? So many people listen to a podcast and like, huh, okay, that was really cool. And then that's it. But, you know, I want to make sure people can, after they're done listening to this episode, actually put something into motion and do something. So what would be your piece of actionable advice for them?
Talk to you. And I'm serious. After I had my bad experience of over a year, I finally wound up figuring it out and doing it for the next 2 years on my own. And it's been hard. It's been rough. We've got it into a rhythm now. But truly, if I hadn't talked to that person in the beginning, I probably, number one, would never have done it. And I'm so glad I did. But I also, if I had found the right person in the first place, I wouldn't have had to go through all the trouble and the stress that I've had to go through. And I would have had someone holding my hand and leading me through it, making it a much easier process to go through. So truly, my first suggestion is to talk to you to find out if you can help them and what you would do and what you would suggest to get them started.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, that's what I try to do. I always say that information is free. I'm always willing to share and have a conversation. That's fine. Only charge if you want me to do it for you.
Well, and I will tell you what happened. We had a contract, And in the contract, it very clearly said that everything I did, my business owned. Okay. Mm-hmm. But then she put it on to Spreaker under her name. And when I fired her, she refused to give me the right. And even though I showed Spreaker my legal contract saying that that podcast was mine and that I owned everything in it, they wouldn't give it to me. So I lost an entire year's worth of podcasts.
Oh my God.
So that's why I'm saying find the right producer who is honest and trustworthy. And I know that you are. And I know that you wouldn't pull. But see, she had never done it before. So this was, I was one of her first attempts, you know, at being a podcast producer. So in her credit along the way, I think that she didn't know any better. But then she just decided she didn't like the fact I fired her. So she got nasty with me, you know. But other than that, I know you would not do that. And so in all honesty, I say talk to you, because you know what you're doing as a new podcaster. We don't have a clue, you know. And she got away with a year of my hard work because I didn't know what I was doing. And so that's the first thing, is talk to somebody who knows what you're doing.
That is intense. I'm very sorry that I tried to go through that, but I'm happy that it really shows that, you know, if you don't give up on a podcast, it can really grow, because 15,000 listens is pretty incredible, especially for what happened. So, wow.
Yeah. So a lot of work.
So if someone listening is interested in what you do and learning more about you, where can they find you?
They can find me at businesssuccessunlimited.com or under Facebook pages, BSU Flying Pigs.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being willing to come on.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode and for supporting the Path to Podcast Success Show. If you haven't already, please leave us a 5-star rating and a written review, letting us know what you think of the show so we can bring you the most value we can from these expert podcasters. Your support helps us reach more people looking to step up their podcast game so that they can continue to grow their brand and spread their message. So, again, thank you for listening to this episode of The Path to Podcast Success, and we'll see you in the next episode.